let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Rebecca Wright's critically acclaimed book, Born to Lose, is a gripping and potent work that was inspired by God, giving the author the words, thoughts, ideas, and the gift to complete this honest work. A telling and emotional collection of personal thoughts and experiences, both tragic and insightful. Rebecca aims to help the reader find inspiration and peace. Born in Shreveport, Louisiana, Rebecca's parents relocated to Houston, Texas. After being raised exclusively in Houston at age 40, she relocated to California's Bay Area, Northern California, now living back in Louisiana. Rebecca Wright, author of Born to Lose, is with us on This Week in America. Rebecca, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, by sharing your story, you were able to help so many people. Let's talk about the decision to write this book, what you went through in deciding to write it. And like I say, it's been helpful to so many people. The reviews have been excellent. Talk about the motivation to write the book.
Well, actually, I didn't start off with the idea of writing a book. I was just writing. I was as if though you're speaking to another person and sharing your thoughts and feelings, but it was paper that I was speaking to. So, and at some point I realized I had piles of paper and I said, this is a book. That was years later.
Well, yeah. What was this experience like for you in writing the book and in sharing so much? Was that difficult going back through your life?
Yes, it was. It was very difficult and very hurtful. And there were things that I remembered after writing that I had long forgotten, you know? So it was depressive. But of course, I was depressed after, with my life going through the situation, the child molestation, and the rejection. So the feeling of worthless was a problem that I had, and I had to overcome it.
I'm sure you found, especially in writing the book, but after talking about it over the years, there's so many people out there like you, aren't there? A lot of Rebeccas that have gone through similar sets of circumstances that really don't know how to deal with it and may think they're the only ones. Did you have that thought as you were going through your life that I'm the only one?
Yes, I thought I was the only lonely one. Yes, I did. But I learned that there were many of people and who had it. Kept silent about it, you know, just as I had, you know.
Well, you're a lifeline to so many people. Rebecca's book is Born to Lose. Rebecca is R-E-B-E-K-A-H, and Wright is R-I-G-H-T. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about yourself. I mentioned in the beginning where you live, but there's so much more, obviously, as you mentioned, experiences that shaped who you are. Just briefly, who are you and what were some of the experiences that you went through?
Some of the experiences, that I went, actually, I lived through depression. And at some point, it was really hard because I was raped as a small child. And this was in the 50s when you never heard the word rape or molestation or sex. You know, you didn't hear words like that. So I didn't know what had happened to me. So for years, it was blocked. And by it being blocked, it causes worse problems because you're suffering from something that you're not aware of. That has happened to you. And when I began trying to have memory of something happening to me, I was afraid of it. And so I would quickly turn away from it, reject it. And that was years. And trying to go through life at the same time when you have so many other problems and faced with situations. And later I had a son. I tried marriage and I had a son. And that didn't work. The marriage didn't work. But I was thankful for my son to, you know, have someone to love you back, that you could love and love you back. And I just simply continued to put one foot in front of the other.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
The title of the book is Born to Lose. How did you come up with the title? What does that represent?
It represents that when you think of all the troubles you have and the things, that negative thing that happened to you, I thought, oh, what did I do? You know, and I go back in my mind, what did I do? I wasn't a rebellious child, or, you know, what? Why, you know, what? And it's just born to lose, you know? Our only crime was being born, you know? Is actually being born. And I really have a strong feelings about people having children and they don't want them, because you hurt the child so, you know, so bad, and for the rest of their lives.
Just one of the issues that Rebecca deals with very honestly in her book, Born to Lose, by Rebecca Wright. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. What were some of the challenges in writing the book? I alluded to the fact, and you were talking about it, painful memories you had to go back, but possibly by going back, you were able to deal with these in a successful way. What were some of the challenges in writing the book? Were there times when you're thinking, I'm talking too much, I'm opening myself up too much? On the other hand, if you're going to help people, you really needed to do that. What were some of the challenges?
Yes, that was the biggest challenge, is, you know, with writing that. And I think the writing it and instead of speaking to someone, it would have been possible for me to actually speak to someone about that. I had to write it in the first place, because I had to overcome that. You know, I am the only one. Look how long it's taken me to even come to grips with this. You know, a senior. You know, and it was really hard. You know, it would be just really hard. So after writing it, and, you know, I felt better. I felt relieved. I felt like, you know, all something had been lifted off me.
Yes.
You know, something unwanted had been lifted off me. And so I just told myself, I am going to do it. I will continue, because I feel better, you know. I had some self-worth that had taken place. So I continued on. And when I stepped out, put it out there in the book, I found other seniors who said to me, pulled me to the side and said they had never told anybody. And they told me some stories. And wow.
And if you keep in mind where Rebecca in the 50s and the 60s, we did not have the outlets where you can openly talk about these problems. You see these addressed in documentaries on television, in reality shows on television. You see people address it in social media. You didn't have those, did you? I can see where you would feel like, I don't know anybody else that has a problem.
Right.
So it must just be me.
Yes. Yes, we didn't have that.
And
it's
you've
so sad. And I'm so glad that today that we have it. You know, really, I am, you know.
Well, you're part of the solution here, because you can pick up Rebecca's book and read. And maybe some of the situations you're going through are what situations Rebecca had to go through. The book Born to Lose, Rebecca Wright is our guest on the program. What do you hope that people take away from reading the book? When it's over with and I set the book down, what do you hope the impact is?
I hope that they begin to recognize and that they need to step forward in reporting incidents of child abuse and child molestation. And I believe that women are the only ones who can really stop that. And it's really about reporting. Most of them are your family and friends of family. And people hesitate to report them because of that. But if they would go forward, know that the child's suffering more, and that won't stop them if you keep quiet about it. It won't stop the person from doing it again and again, sometimes to the same person.
When you made the decision to write the book, Born to Lose, let's talk about the process and getting the ideas to write it and setting aside time. Was it difficult? I was going to say to start. Maybe it was difficult to stop once you got started, you know, putting your thoughts together, going back to that recollection period and writing. What was that process like in getting ideas and then getting them in book form?
Well, actually, I would come home from work and, you know, and after doing a few other little things, and I would sit quietly, and the thoughts would, you know, they would just come to me, you know, come to me out of my head. And I would just simply write them down, and then I would remember actual events and things that happen in places, and I would, you know, just write it. And I, like I say, I didn't realize that I was writing a book, and I'd sit that to the side, and next time I'd pick up another tablet and I'd just write. Just once I started, I would go on for a while. And then when I stopped, sometimes I would be, it would be a month before I pick up another tablet and, you know, and start it.
Yes. Maybe it's a good thing you didn't know you were writing a book. Maybe that would have intimidated you. You were just basically putting thoughts on paper, and then suddenly it's like, okay, now I've got a compilation here. I can go ahead and put the book together. Are there some parts of the book that you're particularly proud of? Maybe those that, I don't necessarily say favorites, but something you think, okay, I told this story and I really think I did it in a impactful way, and this will help people. Are there some of those chapters in the book when you think like, okay, this is a job well done. This is a very important point that I'm making.
You know what I like best? After I completed, you know, the book, and I had no idea, see, it didn't have the name. And I thought, now, what will I call it? And it just came to me, Born to Lose. And I really like that. I really like that. Because, you know, we look at when something negative happened, we turn on self and say, what did I do? And there are many times when we've done nothing. And things happen to you, you know, and when things, molestation and abuse happen to innocent children, they've done nothing, you know, and Born to Lose just really stood out. You know, that's why I say, if you don't want a child, don't have one.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues that you address, because you do it very, very honestly. Abortions, do you think maybe there's a case to be made that sometimes that's the best way for everybody?
I think, you know, everybody, we all make mistakes. And so if in spite of that you try at birth control and you're still pregnant, and if you don't want the child, yes, I think abortion is the answer. Because I look at myself compared to myself. I would have rather been aborted than to suffer, you know, unnecessarily, just yes. Suffer.
Can child rape be stopped? And I ask that because you went through this decades ago, still continues. Can it be stopped? And how do we go about ending this?
Yes, it can be. And it's simple. It's just simply women need to report means that, you know, they need to report, like I say, majority of it is family and friends. And if they would report them, don't concern yourself whether they will be convicted. Just report them. That would slow them and stop them, and some of them would be convicted, but they would know that they cannot continue to do that and walk free. And that would stop, you know, it would end.
So often you hear when someone comes forward, the statute of limitations have passed. Should those be removed entirely, do you think?
Yes, yes, because a child suffers their entire life from that. Why should a man be excused or a woman after 10 years? You know, sometimes a child don't even realize I didn't know that I was raped 10 years later. I didn't know that. The statute of limitation already expired.
How about the role of education in terms of prenatal care, focusing on rape and abuse? Should that be more of our focus?
I think it should be, yes, all a part of that. When you're going, young mothers for the first time, it's making them aware of all the things that they need to be aware of, you know, and know that those things happen, and educating them that most of it come from your family, you know. So often we leave our kids with family members and friends of the family without thinking that, you know, things like that could happen.
Yes.
But they need to be aware of that. Yes.
And it's something I know you addressed. Does religion make you a better parent? Is there an association between that?
Yes, because I'm aware of someone who child was molested, and I said, you know, there was later that you need to report it. And she said, I'm going to pray about it. And I tell you, 10 years later, she was still praying. She's really religious, you know?
Yes.
So people sometimes say, I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to pray and let God handle it. But, you know, you need to handle it, you know? So confused.
Rebecca Wright has been our guest on the program. Rebecca, if you're going to look it up, is R-E-B-E-K-A-H, Rebecca Wright, R-I-G-H-T. The book is Born to Lose. You'll find it at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to get information on the book and order the book as well. Are you working on a follow-up to this? You've done so well with this in telling the story and letting other people know that if you went through some of the similar circumstances, you're okay. You can get through this. Are you working on a follow-up to this?
Yes. Yes, I am. And the follow-up is Created to Win. I was born to lose, but created to win.
I like that.
Yes.
and that really sums up your life pretty much, doesn't it? That transformation that you went through.
Yes. Yes.
Started off losing, and now it's focused on winning. And you've touched so many people. And again, just as I wrap this up here, it's so amazing what you've been able to do with the book. I mean, you could have gone out and talked to a few people, friends, and helped them through, you know, circumstances. But now there are people all over the world that you've never met, many you'll never hear from, that have read Born to Lose, that's impacted their life. What's that like, that satisfaction that, you know, I did the right thing and I'm helping people?
Oh, it's great. Yes, great. You know, I love it. I love it. And I feel good. You know, it helps my self-esteem. You know, it motivates me to do that follow-up.
Well,
yes.
I look forward to having a chance to read that and hopefully talk about it as well. Our guest, Rebecca Wright, I'll spell it again if you're going to Google to make sure you get it correct. It's R-E-B-E-K-A-H, and Wright is very simple, R-I-G-H-T. The book is Born to Lose. You'll find it at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get all the information and order the book there as well. Rebecca, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your story and helping people along the way. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure to have you with us, Rebecca Wright. The book is Born to Lose. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.